bonfire, and they were like, they were talking about pimps too for some reason.
Yeah.
And they were like, there's this dude who was like, he would send himself money that the prostitute had made for him, and he would show it to her and be like, you're not making as much as this other woman I have on the other fucking side of town. And then that, like, fucking tricked her into, like, going out there and trying harder.
Did the first chick even exist?
No.
Oh, even better!
And there was one chick, but he's claimed to have another one who's working harder, making more money, and that he could use to be like, see, bitch, you're not even making half of what this bitch is making. You're not even doing this and that and blah, 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 blah.
I caught on to the pimp mentality, by the way.
What is
I caught on to there being no first chick.
No first... Nah, you see?
I learned from Sharp.
Motivation!
Motivation, yes.
All right, he's still trying to throw it into this... Into this.
I'm trying to thrust it in you.
He's fucking trying.
Consensual or not consensual. All right, I think we might as well just do gifts, because I'm just looking at the clock right
now. You're just staring at the clock.
I have been staring at it a little bit.
All right, so... Happy birthday!
This counts as it's clearly a fucking Christmas.
Fucking present. Merry Christmas!
Amir's gift is in a box, so he's gonna have to figure out what. All right, any context you want to give me on the gift before I open it?
I bought it yesterday.
Yes. All right, he got me a Kinder Bueno, you guys.
Yo,
ooh, what is? I see the top. Interesting. We were talking about this.
Oh yeah,
you got me. These Mexican Simpsons figurines.
They're real.
They are real.
Fucking the whole family, from the cat to the dog to the kids.
What if, you know what would be funny?
What
if before, like when we were talking about the Simpsons, I'm like, Simpsons fucking suck, dude. Fucking, like, it's 10 minutes of me being like, who the fuck watches this? I would spit on them if I saw them.
If I had every single one, I'd throw them all into a fire.
I fuck with this Santa's Little Helper. What's the name of the cat?
Snowball.
Snowball?
Well, Snowball number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You're right.
Yep.
Fuck. Damn, I don't follow this shit. I fuck with this.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Fucking.
Put it up.
It's a sign of longevity, my friend.
I think it makes more sense to leave it like that, right?
Because
it's,
I mean, then you gotta fucking stand each and every one of them up.
Yeah, I like this better. I like the idea that Maggie's up there. This isn't bad. A lot of my favorite episodes of a TV show. I don't have the attention span to watch and like TV anymore.
Nah.
But
Dude's a lot cool. of
Maggie's first word. Remember that?
Yeah.
This is just an excuse to talk about The Simpsons. Genius, Amir. Gifts as subjects.
Topics? Gifts? It's everything.
We're doing this, yeah. What if my gift to you was just Kwanzaa? Fuck.
You got me a Kwanzaa candle, you piece of shit?
I don't know. Yeah, Maggie's first word. Maggie looks like a fucking... Maggie's like cancer tumor legs. You see that?
She does have cancer tumor legs.
Remember when Maggie got cancer? You guys?
That was a wild episode.
All right. All I'm thinking is, what if I stuck Marge's head, like her hair?
Yeah.
In a girl's pussy. How good would that feel? Look at how ribbed that is.
That actually might be...
Fleshlight might sell that.
Mm-hmm. You work the clit while Marge's hair does the fucking internal work?
Literally like a year ago we did that. We had fucking Cloyster and I mentioned the exact same thing. Of just fucking it.
Fucking it.
Every single gift you've given me so far, I've mentioned fucking it.
That's good. It's good. That's how you know it's a good gift.
All right. Do you want to keep on talking about The Simpsons, or do you want to get your gift?
Fucking... Give me my shit.
All right. And this is now going to take the rest of the podcast, as Amir's trying to open this.
Why the fuck would you not open it?
No, because I like it being like that. This is the context that I'll have for you right now.
Caps.
Damn, you already read it?
It says caps.
Damn. I removed, like, part of the packaging because I thought it didn't want to spoil it.
I figured it out.
Damn it. Amir's a fucking genius. I think you'll like it. And I'll say I didn't spend as much last year, so I thought I'd make do. So this one I spent a little bit of a penny on.
Ooh.
How much did you spend on this Simpsons figurine set?
$20.
I spent like $35 on this, just based on, this will be interesting. And this will take some show context, but I think you'll fuck with it.
What in the fucking world is, man, what the fuck? Is this the turtle that got the best of Bugs Bunny?
I
know exactly
that is
who
the turtle. I had to look up the name of the turtle. Do you know why specifically it's a turtle, Amir?
Because the rabbit in the head?
No.
What?
Because your mom saw it. That's the only reason I looked
That's
up.
That's the only reason.
Is to remind you. I fuck with that. I could have gotten you a couple different characters, but I fuck with that one just because I knew it was A, a cartoon character.
A Looney Tunes cartoon
B, character. It's the type of hat you kind of wear, I'd say.
I'm not going to wear this ever once in my life.
You're never going to wear it?
I hate the back. I hate this part.
I thought you liked that shit.
Who the fuck would... No. No, I hate that
part. You will never wear it?
Probably not.
Damn.
Appreciate it, though. And I fuck with this character, one, because he's a turtle. And it reminds me to punch my mom every once in a while.
I thought you were going to fuck with the branding on the side because it says Overlord. And I'm like, that's a sick-ass name for branding.
Overlord, yes. That's actually very dope. Does I was looking at this fucking cool Overlord tag. Hold on, let me get my fucking... this pin off my hat.
But yeah, it was an inside joke based on your mom selling your turtles for like $500. Or no, for less than $500.
For $100.
Yeah.
Fucking shittiest negotiator yet.
That is the turtle, though. I can't remember. I had to look up what this fucking turtle name is.
I appreciate you, Perez. Give me a fucking handshake.
Oh, Jesus, Amir.
Oh, fuck.
This will get squashed when the earthquake hits my house. Oh, and then the God. Bookshelf just falls over. But, good. Yes.
Oh, good.
Put it on, fucker.
Put it on? Put it on.
Try it.
How do I look?
I put anthrax on the top of the hat.
Ah, thank God. Hopefully I don't have to go to work tomorrow. How fast is anthrax?
You really hate those back of the hats?
It's my back of my head is cold right now.
I thought you fucking wore that, because I remember you wore those stupid curved trucker things. I thought you fucking wore those.
When did I do that? What are you talking about?
You wear like the curved bill. So I was like, you'll curved fuck bill. With it no matter curved what. Bill.
I do go
You need a
bill.
Whole cloth back.
I need you to understand, it's been multiple times that me buying a hat has caused a big fight in my relationship.
You've had to tell your girl no for the hat?
She's like, oh, I'm gonna buy you a hat. I'm like, don't buy me a hat. I'm not gonna like it.
Damn.
And she's like, okay, well, let's...
I feel like it. A girl right now. What you the feel fuck, like a girl?
Yeah, I'm what? Sorry. I don't like the fucking...
I just don't see how far we're moving in this relationship.
Hat. This cam hat, very nice. This cam hat, that's why I wear it damn near every single day. Not
what
damn
would
near.
You compare, how, like, compare the front of that cap, though, to your hat?
No, the front is fucking... This is the turtle. You know how fucking few times Bugs Bunny got fucking got?
It's a good hat. It's a good hat. If people see it, they're like, I remember that fucking turtle.
This turtle was fucking... He was ahead of the game.
I gotta look up what the fuck this turtle's name is.
This fucking...
I'm just calling him the turtle.
Fuck it. I don't remember this one. I like Looney Tunes, but I do not remember this guy, because it was like... It's only from that cartoon, that one specific cartoon that I
remember. Cecil Turtle. That's his
Cecil?
Name. Yeah, Cecil.
Makes sense. Me and Cecil. Just
his
fucking
name
going
is to... Cecil, what the fuck?
God damn it. See, now if I ever have a turtle, I'm going to call him Cecil.
What are you going to do with that hat? Burn it?
Fucking hang it. Put it with the rest of my weed hats.
Fair.
I have...
It's green. I thought that was like a big part of it. It's huh? green.
I do like green. Weed? If you paid attention, I do like the color green.
We're good. That was a 5-minute. We were saving an hour for that, you guys.
I'm keeping the hat on for the rest of the show.
I appreciate that.
No worries. No worries. No, it's a good hat. I'll wear it when I go to the beach. I don't know. When do you wear hats like this? This is always fucking
bugging
me.
On a podcast where you need to waste time for a subject.
Exactly.
That's when you wear those fucking hats.
It's a hat. So, like, it's supposed to protect your head, but now it's just mesh. So what is the point?
It's a mesh hat. It's supposed to be, like, cool your head.
Well, then don't wear a hat!
No, but if it's hot, the mesh hat will cool your head. You wear it when it's hot. It's a trucker hat.
Ay, yay, yay.
It is a trucker hat.
I know. It's the Ashton Kutcher.
The fuck is the Ashton Kutcher?
Ashton Kutcher invented the trucker hat.
What are you talking about?
He made it famous back in the 2000s. Like, oh,
no memory of this.
You have no memory of this?
No.
You didn't watch Punk'd at all?
He wore trucker hats on Punk'd? I thought they were like beanies.
No. I'm sure he switched it up, but usually trucker hat.
Yeah. I didn't really watch that much Punk'd.
You didn't watch Punk'd? Andrew Santino was on Punk'd.
I saw that. I saw the clip.
Coconut Head was on Punk'd.
Who?
Coconut Head.
The fuck is Coconut Head?
Ned's Declassified. Coconut Head.
Is that like one of the big three?
One of those Nickelodeon guys. Nah.
No, I'm not gonna fucking
fucking
know.
Side character as fuck.
Nah, I have no clue. Coconut Head.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. He fucking had his fucking stupid haircut. You could imagine what it was.
I can't.
It's a bowl cut. It's a fucking coconut head. His name's stupid.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Alright.
did I ask you this last time?
What?
Fucking, what did it, have you ever been like on Instagram and shit and you see like a giant ass? Like a gigantic, like fucking wobbly ass. Remember some lady fucking complained about the airplane and how she had to buy two seats? And it wasn't because she was fat, it's because she had a fat ass.
But that sounds like medically she has like a big ass, like too much.
Yeah, it's legitimate. It's way too much.
But then this isn't a fat ass anymore. It's just like, all right, she's all right, whatever. What's your thing?
Well, could you do it?
Could I fuck a woman? No.
No?
No.
Do you think, like, is it, would you, like, lay down and let her try?
No, you'd have to fucking...
You do. You have to pry.
You have to Vietnam soldier.
Lift and, like, separate. And, like,
yeah. You'd have to do that, but from the bottom, I guess. Or yeah.
From the back.
From
like,
the
legitimately, her ass is, like, bigger than the length of, like, your torso.
No.
Like, from side... Like, each cheek is bigger than, like...
And you'll see porn like that sometimes, and you just don't get it. It's too much sometimes.
Yeah.
That's kinda...
I remember... I feel like it's usually like it's easier to go too much with tits.
No, it's not. No.
Because what you need to understand.
Fake tits, of course.
Of course.
But real tits.
No. That's what I'm saying. No. Because you're talking about preferably the perfect, like, big tit. I'm talking about, like, once they get to a certain level, it's too much to carry,
you know,
and
what?
It starts to sag real
hard. You're right. It's all just, I think you need youth with that. For the bounciness.
You need fucking elastic fucking skin.
It is no sag. If there's just no, there's always going to be sag, but I'm saying
there's always,
like,
going to be sag, and that's fine. That's part of the human body. Human body's beautiful.
There is a thing where it's like you could have massive. I know if I look it up, though, and I'll be wrong. I'll just see. Nah, I might be wrong.
You know what I'm saying?
I might be fucking wrong.
Have you ever seen, like, a woman, you're like, oh, she has great tits, and then she wears something where, like, her tits are separate, and you're like, oh, they would have a lot of sag, wouldn't they?
In real life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, this is what human bodies look like, bro. And, like, it's easier, it's easier to go too much, and it's also easier I don't know what I'm trying to say. It's not enough. Because if you don't have a lot of tit, usually you at least have perky tits. Right?
Sure, yeah. There's a fucking curvature, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a ridge.
Yeah, but if you, like, have small tits and also they're saggy, that's tough.
I've seen that. I know I've seen that, yeah. And that is bad. Yeah.
That's bad.
You dress different as you fuck. I've seen, like, how they handle that. It's typically, like, they're covering it or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Though they show maybe this much, like, fucking this part of the chest, and that's it.
Yeah. Then they're, like, worrying about other things. I don't know.
Oh, well, at that point, yeah. If you have, like, bad tits, you fucking work on that ass.
That's kind of, yeah. You're, like, worrying about arching it.
One or the other.
Yeah.
And as for me, I can't work on my dick or balls, so I am what I am. I have to love myself because there's nothing I can do to change.
That's why dudes, yeah, there's no, like, body positivity with dudes because you're just born with something.
You're born with it, and that's it. And then you technically, I've heard, like, yes, you can get surgeries to make it bigger, but supposedly they don't make it bigger. It just looks bigger.
Do you think that's gotten better, though, over the years?
I would assume so. I've heard, like, people, like, one doctor was like, oh, he went from 6 to 8 inches and blah, blah, blah. And a lot of times they're like, you just push the fat back so it looks like more.
Ooh.
Right?
Yeah, it's like, I see what you're saying. They push
everything.
You ever touch, like, the top of your, where, like, it's past your actual dick, and you're like, oh, there's more dick. Like,
yeah.
That. They're pushing that in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I think about that.
You do.
You're like, why don't we measure it like that?
From the taint. Measure
because that does end up being used.
Eventually.
It does.
Does, but not all the time. Not every time.
No. That's like a lot of, like, trajectory. It's like angry birds.
I'm fucking 29, so if I have a fucking greasy dinner, it's not going to go that far.
You were there, like, fucking Jesus Christ.
Honestly, would be a sick for the least capital. I'm pushing in a softie lately.
All right.
It's something about stopping mid-sex to go. Yeah, it really turns off the mood, man.
I don't know. I'm just thinking about getting older now. Fuck. Because now you're reminding me about, like, a buddy, or he's a comic who fucking chews, or he fucking loves taking Pepto pills over for anything.
Pepto?
Pre-comedy.
Yeah.
I've never done that.
He's excited to Oh, shit, my stomach's...
He acts like that's, like, the elixir of, like, oh, I just ate, I gotta take this Pepto pill.
Oh, my God.
This is a crazy fat story. We went to Frosty's Freeze, and just because I was hyping him up about it.
Whoa. To a Foster's, truck or Foster's a solid Freeze. Place?
Foster's Freeze. That's where
Frosty. Okay. Because I fucking a Frosty Freeze truck showed up to my work like a few weeks ago.
A Frosty or a Foster's?
No, Frosty.
I've never been to a Frosty.
A Frosty Freeze. Apparently, you can track them with their like Instagram or whatever.
Fuck yeah! I went to a we were in Manteca, and I recommended that we go to a Foster's because anytime there's a Foster's Freeze within the vicinity, I always shut the fuck up about it. Yeah. And they just went to, like, banh mi. They got, like, actual cuisine.
Yeah, they got an actual food with protein
and I go to Manteca, and I get, this is crazy, I get a double scoop chocolate chip cookie batter milkshake, large. Chug that fairly easily. They give you a spoon.
It's supposed to be thick.
Yeah. You could still kill it before open mic. No Pepto at all. My buddy, small milkshake that's like something else, and he still needs, I don't know, it's crazy.
It's fucking weird. Some people are just fucked up in the stomach.
Another comic friend I know, this is scaring me, he always warns me about it. He can only, if he has one slice of cheese in his fucking burger, he will freak out in like of what it's going to do to him, which is crazy.
My God. Is it lactose intolerance or
it'll
is it like
cause, a... Yeah, it'll fuck him up.
God damn.
He can't eat that shit.
So he has to get hamburgers. No cheeseburgers, only hamburgers.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah, he needs to only get hamburgers. You're right. I've never even considered that option. I'm always like, that's just for... I always consider if you get a hamburger, that's like for monetary purposes. Like
saving that 50 cents on the cheese?
No, I'm saying people get the hamburger, and then they do some other shit to like get a hack. They're like, give me a bread with cheese on it only, and they're trying to make like a Big Mac or something.
Oh, okay.
That's the only time I've seen people do shit like that.
What the fuck?
That is fucking... I don't know.
I just had like a double-double yesterday, man. It's fucking...
Yeah.
You gotta have that cheese on there.
Yes.
You can keep the tomato, honestly.
I've considered having a 4x4. I've never had one, but I won't.
I never have. And I was just thinking about that last time. Like, what if I throw a third one? Literally yesterday while I was eating.
A third patty?
Yeah, just the third one. 4x4 seems like a lot, but just a
Salvatore. You never know.
Supposedly, like, they put a limit at 4 now.
4x4.
Yeah.
You could put more?
You used to be able to, but some asshole went like, give me 99 patties. And they're like, yeah, sure. I guess we don't have a fucking rule against it, so why the fuck not, you fat piece of shit?
What do you think about In-N-Out overall?
What?
What do you think about In-N-Out overall?
Overall? It's all right. I do crave it sometimes, but it's never, like, been my favorite burger in the world.
I don't know. It's okay.
It's all right. It's just an all right burger. I don't see the fucking craze about it, but I fucking spent an hour in line yesterday because that's what my lady was craving, and she's a little sick, so I'm like, I guess I should be a good person.
Your fiance.
Yeah. What did I say?
You said your girl.
My lady. This bitch. No, I'm kidding. Oh. By the way, I'm Thank not going to be here subject. Next week.
What?
I'm not going to be here next week.
God damn it. That's the opposite of a subject.
That's a phenomenal subject. Guess where I'm going?
Where?
Mexico.
You're going to the motherland?
I'm going to mi madre's land.
All right, Amir. Let me give you some tips. For ransoms, if they kidnap you, it's a business. So just take it as you... Like, when you get kidnapped, just... Do as they say, because they're not trying to kill you. They're just trying to make money.
See, they always say that, but they always get killed. And then they get killed, and then they get money. And I'm like, well, that's not a word.
Are you going to your girl's part of Mexico?
Yeah.
Which is?
Guanajuato, Mexico.
Guanajuato? More like Guanajuato. Am I right?
Fucking girl just...
We have fun here, you guys.
We have fun here.
You know, this podcast...
We have fun with the Jews. We have fun with the African fucking...
The blacks, yes.
The blacks.
The coffers. All right.
The pimps.
How do you feel about going to Mexico? Do you have any... Do you care at all?
Yeah, I'm having excited. I remember she brought back some mole, so I'm just excited to go get some. I'm going to go get like mole? 3, 4, 5 bags, yeah.
You just get mole from
son. Nah, son. This is that good shit. Yeah. It's that extra spicy.
I have
fucking
no reason
hella
to go to
flavor
Mexico anymore.
What?
I have no reason to go to Mexico anymore.
You done with it?
I will never go back.
Fine. Jesus.
Mark my fucking words.
I'm sorry they don't have a Frosties over there.
A Foster's Freeze. A Foster's Freeze.
Un Foster Freezes. No. They have Six Flags over there now.
Who cares? Fucking.
Fucking Six Flags.
Sinaloa's fucking also over there. No.
Who the fuck gives a shit?
I don't. It does.
It's like saying Crips and Bloods are over here.
It's just boring over there. It's not. Check out the open mic scene in Mexico.
You never even went, you pussy. You never got on stage.
I'm saying you should check it out.
I'm not going. Fuck no.
You're not
going
to go?
Not fuck no.
Check out the comedy scene?
Hola. Mi wifo is very crazy.
Can I have a job? That's like the big punchline.
See.
What would Mexican comedy in Mexico be? Just government fucking speak. It's like the government's been wrong to us. Like Hitler level.
So what's up with these cartels?
Tackling. So somebody shoots you in the back of the head.
Yep. Somebody gives you the note.
The Cholino note?
Stop performing right now or I'm going to fucking kill your ass.
They pass you the note. It says, you have 1 minute. And then you start brushing your head with it. I'm going to die.
Hey, you're probably going to die.
What in comedy would you say that would get you killed?
What, in Mexico?
I don't know. I just asked that question like it was a serious question. But I have no
like, what in comedy could get you killed?
I used to have a line. It was the Dominican line that I was like, all right, maybe I should quit doing that just because it's stupid.
What was the Dominican line?
It was a joke that I had about, what do you call it? About Rat Kings. Do you know what that is?
The Dominican?
No. It is kind of the punchline. I think I just gave everything away, but a Rat King is like literally like where...
a bunch of rats
get tangled together in like a ball.
Yeah, because by the tail and shit,
trying to escape. And I remember talking about like an exterminator, and I asked him like if there is such a thing as rat kings, and he's like, no. And I'm like, but that's not true. I've seen them. And then I think the joke is that he's from New York. He's like, oh, we don't call them rat. We call them Dominicans. That's the entire joke.
Oh,
racist. I don't know. It's just dumb.
The rat kings. Dominicans. Oh, I still can't think of anything other than that lady getting... Remember I told you the fucking Dominican dude who was like confronted his family about being nothing but fucking side chicks? His grandma was a side chick. His mother was a side chick. His sister is a side chick.
No. Wait, you probably have told me this. Fuck.
Fuck yeah, man. I told you that. And he's just... And then grandma was just like... We're Dominican. Oh, this is how we do things. And I'm like, what?
There is a video I might have to show
you. Kink, sucking your grandpa's dick while his wife's at work.
There is a video I'll show you because it's on Public Freakouts, which is the best Reddit page. It's just like videos of like road rage, anger issues, crime, like that kind of, like yeah. Looters, like it'll be something like that. And this is a pretty good one. Hold on.
Speaking of looting. If you ever just have a lot of anger in your heart and you happen to be at a store where they're looting, just stand by the exit. They'll run right like by you. And when one of them's looking back, just pick them up and give them a good AA spine buster. Just right onto the fucking...
What the fuck is a AA spine buster?
Fuck it.
Mm. Ooh, that'd be sick.
That'd be fucking sick. A sweet chin music, but that...
It's going to take me a minute to find this video.
It's fine. I'm just thinking about wrestling moves you can do when somebody's, like, running out of a store and shit. Like, you can't do an RKO. I'm sorry. It's too difficult. They have too much steam. They just... let me see.
I just fucking had it. Wait, hold on. I found it.
You might be able to do an attitude adjustment. The John Cena, just get him on your back and just a quick...
All right, I found it. I just need to explain one thing. It just reminded me of it because we're talking about Dominicans. All right.
Okay.
This video is because I work at a convenience store. And this video
That's
is
so
like,
sad.
All right.
No. It's the fact that this convenience store grew around you. You were there before the convenience store.
That is a good point.
That is crazy.
It's as if my convenience store got gentrified and I witnessed it firsthand.
You fucking...
And now I'm part of the which is, yeah.
Yeah.
Convenient.
Convenient.
We have fun here. All right. Please. What? Watch this. Press play.
Press play. Press fucking.
Fucking talking about
him outside.
He seemed like he was talking shit to people on the way past. I'm like, oof.
Hold on.
I started fighting him in the store. No, bro, you ain't gonna see my machines. Give me my fucking shit, bro.
Damn, son! He got you good! His eye already swelled up. He's bleeding. Ah, son. Now what? Now you ain't got your change. You can't go back to that store. Your ass gotta walk an extra 10 blocks to go get you a fucking bag of chips because your ass wanted to act. Oh,
one
man.
One more thing. I need to put this. Listen, I never met a Dominican in my life. But I'll say this. I would bet my entire fucking life savings that the store clerk is Dominican because he did the WWE, the Ayuda. He's about to rain hell on this guy.
He's almost sorry for what he's about to do.
Dude, he is about to fucking smack the living shit out of this guy. It's amazing.
It's phenomenal.
It's worth it. It's like a punch out meter that he's like building up. It's as he's doing it. It's like a move where if you let him get it off, like a special beam cannon.
Yeah.
Special bean cannon.
Bam.
We have fun here.
We have fun. Yo, son. Just not.
It was good. That was a good.
How much change could he have possibly owed you, man?
Yeah, he did bring up the change a lot during arguments.
Nah, man, this is my change, man. This is my motherfucking
change. That video
change,
is like
man.
Mental. It's like job porn for me. I love watching that shit.
Do you want to be that guy? Do you want to just beat the shit out of somebody one day?
That buildup? Can you imagine that came out in the comedy scene? There's a video of me exactly like. First of all, it's like I never talk Spanish.
Ayúdame, coño, coño.
To fucking smack the lights out of this guy.
Oh, bro. Man, I gave you $20. Put 20 on 7. He gave you like fucking 15. And he's just on your case, man. Give me my shit.
I have a Dominican persona that I unlock if you get me that. It's like, he's Mexican. What the fuck?
I know, coño. And you just fucking, sees you transform.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. That's a phenomenal video. That's a good video.
It's good.
Yeah. No. Look it up. What was the description of that video? Motherfucker gets humbled?
I think it's store clerk embarrasses rude customer because he was embarrassed outside of the street.
Oh, fuck yeah. He didn't even want to look back at the store.
We'll play it one more time. Yeah, he squared up.
At that point...
The slap was like...
The smack discombobulated him for a second.
Somebody like, mentioned this. There's another famous slap. You ever seen the slap where the guy tells him wrestling isn't real? The Dr. Death slap?
Yeah. There's this guy just walking around the WWE. Like he's a journalist.
John Stossel. He's a journalist. And
he's just being like, I think this shit is fake. And he's just talking shit to me.
And the other dude's completely... That was like the era of kayfabe. You know what that is? Kayfabe was this...
Kevin Federline?
Nah. Kayfabe is a concept where you cannot break character. It's like back then, it was like so southern, like it was like so there wasn't like a TV thing yet, really. So as far as you knew, everyone in wrestling was real. So that he's like John Sosa goes, let's avoid the standard questioning, and then the Dr. Death goes standard questioning, as in like he knows the fuck is about to happen, and then John Sosa goes, this is fake, right? And then dude, the slappy, it's the same exact slap.
Smack.
Dr. Death might be Dominican. The slap he gives
Dr. Death.
Someone described it as like, those two slaps have something common where they're slaps where you know it hit the ear and all the person getting slapped is hearing is like, like from that one fucking ear. They are discombobulated like completely. No. Yeah.
They fucking...
But at the Dr. Death slap, he's like 10 times worse than that.
Oh, yeah.
Somehow, have you seen this? You've seen it, right? The slap puts Stossel down. It looks horrible.
It fucking, if anything, it looked like the reporter was selling his fucking move.
Yeah, that was
that was a good fucking slap.
I will now look up the, because I keep on talking about it, and I want
to
see it.
Don't fucking, first of all, to the reporter, fake or not, that dude was like twice your size. He was like three times your fucking like build. Like he was, you could have shut the fuck up. I don't know what fucking point you were
proving.
I'll watch
it first, and then you'll watch it. All right.
And fake violence in the wrestling ring led to this real life brutality.
I think this is fake. You think it's fake?
First one put him completely down.
What the hell's wrong with you? That's open hand slap, huh? You think it's fake?
Second one even more down. All right.
Oh god,
it's bad.
It's bad.
It's so open hand. That was like a little bit close slap. This is also a wrestling hand. So you gotta think of like an NBA basketball, like on the palm thing. Yeah. Where it's so much bigger. It's gonna cover his fucking ears. All right.
I'm telling you, I remember seeing it.
You could restart it. Because the two slaps you could easily just compare.
Fake violence in the wrestling ring led to this real life brutality.
I think this is fake. You think it's fake?
Already on the floor. Already.
That's open hand slap, huh? You think it's fake?
Oh!
Second one's somehow worse than that, yeah.
He starts dipping.
We need Dr. Schultz on the Shark Tank. That's what we Dr. just explains his open hand.
That might be the most fucking
disrespectful thing you've ever seen.
That might be the fucking coolest I've ever seen a Jew be.
Dr. Death?
His name is something Schultz.
Oh, that is right.
That's the coolest fucking
Schultz
Jew I've ever seen.
Schultz is Jewish.
What are you talking about?
Schultz?
It's Schultz, yeah.
Hey, that's how you can be German. I think it'd be Schultz. Wait, hold on.
Schultz? I thought Schultz was like Jewish as fuck. I thought his name was Desmond Schultz.
Hold on. Is Schultz a Jewish name? While not exclusively Jewish, Schultz is a considered Jewish name. Fair.
See?
Now let me look up Dr. Death.
You gonna come here and fuck Dr. Death, the Jew doctor?
Oh, wait.
Oh, this is interesting. Dr. Death isn't Jewish, but he is anti-Semitic.
I keep on calling him Dr. Death. His name isn't even fucking Dr. Death.
No, it was never Dr. Death.
No, it was David Schultz.
David Schultz. The Jew.
Why the fuck did I keep on calling him Dr. Oh, Dr. D.
Dr. D.
David Schultz. I doubt it. But hold on.
What the fuck?
Hold on.
Why? Why do you doubt it? I feel like
I doubt he's Jewish.
Why? Why? They can't be no
look
Jewish
at him.
Southern wrestler.
I doubt he has Jewish.
You know, he's the Jewish. He has the Jewish afro.
Something tells me he's not Jewish. Something in his twang does not sound Jewish.
I reckon I'd be one of them Jews.
I don't even. It doesn't even like give a fucking family.
He should have been bigger.
6'6", 267 pounds. You think he's Jewish?
Yes. What's wrong with that?
I don't think he's Jewish.
I've seen a big Hebrew in my day.
Who?
Seamus.
He's not Jewish. Wait, Seamus?
Seamus is Jewish?
No, he's Irish, Catholic.
No, he's fucking...
His name is fucking Seamus Donohoe.
That's the most...
I used to bring him up in extremely offensive Irish Gaelic.
Welcome to the stage.
Oh,
we found this comic at the end of a rainbow.
Oh, you fancy yourself an Irishman, do you?
Oh,
keep it going for Seamus Donohoe.
Keep it going. Keep fucking put your shillelaghs together for Seamus Donohoe.
Yeah, it's... No. You saw Jewish in that?
What?
You could have gone Abe Rabinowitz. Abe Rabinowitz is Jewish.
Abe Rabinowitz? You don't say.
You don't, yeah. Rabinowitz.
You don't. You might as well fucking said Nate Schwartz.
Name, yeah, they're all just, like doing that Jon Stewart thing and renaming themselves. And like the names they used to have is like extremely Jewish.
Extreme.
My name is Abe Rabinowitz and Steen Spitzel.
Jesus Christ.
I go by Abe Rabinowitz.
Just fucking call yourself Auschwitz Survivor, you piece of cut.
You fuck with Auschwitz.
You fuck with Auschwitz.
You be fucking with him.
You know who fucking works at Auschwitz? Sharp,
of course.
Fucking teaching people about the fucking Holocaust.
Sharp was teaching people about the showers. He was telling. He was doing that. This my spot. This ain't your spot.
He was fucking.
What? You got a spot? What?
There was a pimp in Auschwitz. Yeah, they were prosecuting
there
everybody.
Had to have been pimps back then.
Well, why would there not be?
Well,
is a porn producer a pimp to you?
But that was a bad time to be a hoe.
What?
That was about to be a hoe.
Is there ever a good time?
There are good times to be a hoe.
When is there a good time to be a hoe?
I'll tell you in a minute, but hold on. Because if you were a hoe during World War II, then if you were a hoe for the Germans and then they got liberated, they would find you. They would like shave you bald. That's like a Band of Brothers moment.
Nice.
Like, they shave like this hot blonde girl, but it's because she was like fucking the Nazis that used to be there that like they just fucking degrade her. They brand her. It's horrible.
Oof.
Bad time to be a hoe.
Oh, fucking.
Good time to be a hoe?
You picked the wrong dick.
2020, great time to be a hoe.
2020?
Coke.
Why? Is it during, like, Amber, what's her face?
No, that was like 2015.
I thought that was the whole slut walk, slut shame, don't slut shame
me. I wasn't even saying that. Well, now it's, like, not bad. I can go further back, but what I'm saying about the 2020 thing is that you could be a hoe now in 2020. So, hey, you weren't even being a hoe, technically. You weren't fucking anybody because everybody was so worried about COVID. Mm-hmm. And then you could have an OnlyFans and make money. That's the best.
Yeah, time. No, I feel like...
Without a doubt, best time to be a hoe.
OnlyFans, it's got to be dying, right? Is that a thing?
Probably not.
It's still... No?
I don't think it's dying.
No. Well, it was very much a fucking COVID thing.
I remember. It was, but that's like a thing of like... Uber was used more during fucking COVID too, and then Uber, they realized like, oh shit, we can... Oh, I see it as like the evolution of COVID, or the evolution of Uber, where it was cheap pre-COVID. COVID, it was like... Oh, wait, hold on. No, it was expensive pre-COVID. Mm-hmm. During COVID, it's cheap. And then it's abused now. Like, now everything on Uber Eats is super expensive.
Yeah.
I don't know if Uber... I doubt OnlyFans has that same route.
I remember a coworker of mine. It was a female, too. That she would be like, yeah, I'll sign up to, like, somebody's, like, OnlyFans. And just because we make, like, good tips. And they were like, if your OnlyFans subscription is, like... If I can get that out of my tip jar, yeah, I'll do it. I don't give a
shit. What are you talking about? Are you talking about she would have OnlyFans? You're saying she would pay?
She would open, like, she would pay for, like, OnlyFans, like, probably, I know Ruby Rose was a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, shit like that. Yeah. Shit like that. Like, if she'll fucking, if they're cheap as fuck to show you or whatever, she'll get it.
Wait, she would pay for, was she a lesbian?
I don't think so.
Why would she do it?
Just to see. Yeah, like, it's famous stuff. She did say that Ruby Rose was just posting Instagram stuff on there. So yeah. I'm like, oh, that sucks. That's not fun. Maybe she did it to the fucking Bad Baby. Fucking.
That was crazy how much money she made.
Yeah. Fucking.
Yeah. She's good.
She's good for her. I fucking heard she has cancer.
What?
Yeah.
Damn.
That sucks, right?
White wrist.
And then also, horse. She's like rich as shit, but also her boyfriend is fucking still abusive.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Bitch, you took every wrong turn.
Dude, her rap song wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that good.
I don't know stuff ever. Nope. White wrist, white horse, white J's, white Porsche.
How good.
Four names. Trippy Red. Nah, Trippy Red wasn't even that good. Hold on. I got more names.
He's got more names.
Smoke Perp. Remember Smoke Perp?
No.
What?
I didn't know him before he died, and I didn't fucking want to know him after he's dead.
He's not dead. His career is dead. But
no, he's dead. I thought he was dead.
Nah, Smoke Perp was good. He's not dead.
He's not dead, isn't he?
You're thinking of Juice WRLD.
No.
You're thinking of Pop Smoke.
Pop Smoke, that's what it was.
That's Possible because after.
After? Okay.
Designer, remember Designer?
I remember him.
But you don't remember Smoke Perp?
I don't remember.
He had the best song of anybody. He hit Audis.
Audis?
Yeah.
Sing it.
You ready for this? All I care about is one line, and this is, to me, in rap, all I care about.
Yeah.
We're going into what I like in rap now. You guys, listen up, take notes. What I'm going to say is going to be the truth.
This guy, this suburban fucking...
Yes!
Is about to tell you about hip-hop.
I will tell you. If there's a line that involves... secluding yourself from social activities.
He's an emo guy.
No. To make more money.
Oh, okay, there you go.
I'm all about that. What do you think the line, the hook of Audi is? It's so easy.
I don't fucking know.
I might even have to play it. Let's see how much I remember, and then I'll play it. Because I think the song goes like, there's like a beginning of it. Dude, when it hits... He goes, lean, double cup, Lil Pump on me, hold me up. Because he's Lil Pump's friend. He's like, ah, but she a duff. You're my stuff. And then, and it's Maui, though. I have no clue. Again, Amir.
Again, it means
he doesn't want friends.
He can't get friends.
No, he wants
this Audis. Motherfucker is smoking shitty weed.
I don't want friends. I want Audis. Could be the coolest fucking line. I'm telling you, it's the coolest thing ever.
I can see why you said what I said was too intellectual.
I'm Audi in my Audi.
Jesus
Wasn't
Christ.
That line?
That's intellectual.
No, his whole thing is just like, fuck social connections. I need this money and I need my Audis.
How's it going for him?
He is. Even worse.
Dead in the water.
I think Lil Pump right now is like hunting predators with like other people. And
yeah.
Oh, he's handing out PS5. That's what he's doing.
He's handing out PS5 to people?
Remember that?
I heard that's like it's a Mr. Beast type shit.
He was handing out PS5s, and there was an ungrateful mom that wanted more PS5s for her other kids or some shit.
Fuck you, bitch!
That's exactly what Lil Pump said. Lil Pump's not doing bad. Lil Pump's era was good.
I think Lil Pump had like an OnlyFans.
But Smoke Perp had the true gem with Audi. You don't fuck with that buildup at all?
No.
That Not at all.
It's just not my shit, man.
Dude, that was amazing. That was like, what, 2016? Because he said,
oh my God.
Donald Trump. He mentioned Donald Trump. That was for sure like the era of like 2015, 2016.
Yeah.
Not even close. He's smoking on Boof and his Audi, Amir.
That's not good. Boof is not good.
It's so fucking cool.
I'm sipping on sour beer. I'm fucking... It's fucking weird to fucking brag about that.
It's amazing to brag about that. Because he rhymed it with Audi. Unlike your wordplay using ass with I'm Audi.
Maui.
Audi. He found... He was like, what rhymes with Audi? Maui. And it's like he crushed it.
Nah.
Did we listen to it one more time?
Fuck no.
Hold on. Just...
I'd rather this fucking...
70 million views.
70 million. And it's just you.
Repeating the beginning line. When it hits, it's amazing. Hold on. One more time. He actually reminded me that January 6th is today, by the way. Oh, he said fuck Donald Trump. My bad. I thought it was pro.
I kind of want to go for Donald Trump just because he doesn't like him.
Listen to that beat drop, Amir. Getting respected.
A businessman fucking car, yes.
He's a businessman.
He's a businessman.
Let's look up what Smoke Perp is doing right now.
But nobody showed up.
He had Audis.
There was two Audis 30 in the party.
30 Audis showed up.
30 Audis.
Smoke Perp with two P's at the end. He's 27. Dude, he's 27. Just like... Oh, wait, I'm 26. He's a year older than me.
I was going to say, you're about the same in trajectory of career.
It went platinum. Yeah, it's a sad wiki.
Put it like that. I mean, what do you do? It's fucking... He had a moment of fame. What do you do to capitalize it from there?
Buy Audis.
Right? No, you don't just keep buying Audis.
What would I do if I was Smoke Perp?
Yeah.
I would just rep Audi. I was trying to get sponsorship by Audi, kind of.
No.
Yeah.
Fuck no.
That's happened.
For who?
There was a football player that claimed that he only ate mayonnaise by itself, like in jars and shit. And then he got a fucking, or no, he only ate ranch, either ranch or mayonnaise. And then he got a sponsorship deal by that company.
Yeah.
See what I'm
saying?
By
a ranch company. You're getting a sponsorship.
You are getting a sponsorship.
Sir.
This isn't a surf. It's fucking... It's good.
It's
so cool.
What would I do if I was Smoke Perp?
What line?
He has, like... I'll give him $1 million. Say, what do you do with $1 million? If you... One, want to stay relevant in the fucking eyes of social media or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Or if you want to just fucking have a comfy life forever.
Have a what?
A comfy life forever.
That's not how that works, though.
You can if you invest it correctly.
Not really.
Yeah, fucking Shaq has like 10 car washes and like 3 subways or whatever.
Okay, but that's Shaq, a fucking athlete who fucking gets everything. Like, we're talking about one-hit wonders, which he was.
With that first paycheck. You get a decent pay. You're not getting nothing.
But this is what he gets. So this is what I would do. I would, A, remix that.
What do you mean?
You remix. You get on. You make a 2000 style remix with bigger rappers. The only thing is the problem is you got to pay people for that remix. That's what sucks about that.
Yeah,
and that remix probably will suck.
250K.
What remix
is good?
Ignition, which isn't even really a fucking remix.
The remix to Ignition.
It's not even a remix.
It's Hot and Fresh Out the Kitchen.
But I'm saying it's not a remix. It's I don't know. I think you're fucked. I don't know what you're gonna like. This is what happens to most of those one hit wonders, which is it isn't even that bad of a thing. People like Mike Posner. Remember Mike Posner?
Cooler than me.
Yeah. He ended up becoming like a writer in the industry, and then he fucking just wrote shit for like Justin Bieber, and then that's what he did.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good way to go about it.
Well, yeah, that's what, he could have done that.
But...
He's writing raps,
No, he couldn't have. Because he's fucking Smoke Perp.
Smoke Perp.
He's just writing, I don't want Benzes. I don't want friends. I want Benzes. That's not bad. I don't want friends.
It
I want Benzes.
Been already, you fixed his shit song.
Damn, I already made it sound better. Damn, I don't want friends. I want Benzes. Smoking on Prip and its lenses. Damn.
This is how untalented he is. You just came up with his fucking. You just beat him at his own game.
No.
You, as a fan, accidentally destroyed his career.
No one in rap before Smoke Prip had ever said, "I want monetary value, not friendship." He's the first person that ever said that in rap history.
You want to stand on that hill?
I will die.
You want to stand? You want to fucking?
I'm gonna get
I got my scope right on you.
Whatever name you say, I'm going to shoot them in the back of the head historically, and then they will be gone. But please, who said it before?
Money over friends. Fuck. Come on. Hold on. I know money over bitches.
So number one is Smoke Prep, right?
Never. Fucking a quest called fucking love.
No, a tribe called quest love.
A love tried quest love whatever. But I'm sure there's plenty
no
of rappers
being ever said.
Nobody has ever said.
You ever see that? I've heard that that's like a gaslighting tactic. Is where you tell someone you're like name one time, and for some reason that's like a gaslighting tactic because your brain turns off. Your brain cannot name one example.
I'm sure. But also, you could just be like, I can't think of the top of my head, but I know it is.
I don't know.
I feel like more people get hit by gaslighting. Like, it's more effective than it should be.
What's more effective?
Gaslighting.
Oh, damn. I think you literally were just talking about lightning, like gas lightning. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, man, I'm talking about oil lamps. Talking about fucking burning oil fat.
Sure. I don't know. I think gaslighting itself even existing is kind of lame.
Yeah. Because it does, in a way, like, you're like, it's your low self-esteem or your desire to please or your desire to, like, not want to be fucking considered ignorant or whatever by this part. For some reason or other, you are just submitting in a way to, like, either fucking believe what they believe or for them to fuck up your belief system.
I don't know. All it is just like an abusive relationship thing, right?
Mostly, yeah. But even then, I'm like,
you could gaslight, I guess, in an argument. Like, I can lie to you and say, like, smoke perp isn't good. And then, like, I can just keep on saying that. And then
where's the lie?
There was a lie there.
There was no lie.
There was a lie.
I see only truths.
No. I think because that's not
smoke
false.
Perp.
It created the greatest hook in rap history. Name a better hook.
Name a better hook?
Yeah.
I get high.
Damn.
That's it?
I get high?
I get high. I get high, high, high.
No.
Yep. That one right there.
I need some kind of thing of like hoes over cat. No, cash flow over hoes. I need something like that.
That's, I'm pretty sure, I've been a thing forever.
Yeah, but no one's ever said it with friends and Audis before.
Specifically with the car brand Audi. No, it's never been done.
Yeah.
It may have been done with Mercedes. It may have been done with Ferraris. But it didn't get did with Audis.
He picked a good fucking car brand.
It's an all right brand.
No, he picked like a good one for the hook.
It's an all right.
Because then smoking on boofing is
you just out. Said Benz and it worked better.
Nah, it rhymed better, but it's not a better hook. I don't want friends, I want Benzes. Now.
That sounds so much better.
No, Audi fits more with
Beam
the beat.
Benz and Bentley.
Hold up.
Beam a Benz and Bentley, but the butter buddy.
I'm fresh. I'm all right.
See? Already, better song.
It's not a better song.
It is a better song. How many? Hold on. Let me see how many views Beamer, Benz, and Bentley has. Beamer, Benz, and Bentley, motherfucker.
Hold up.
Nah, I don't wanna.
You could. I wish you would have.
Yeah, fuck you.
I want the end. This is just the instrumental. I just wanted to see if it sounds better when I said, I don't want friends, I want Benzes.
It doesn't.
It's a good fucking.
You know why?
Damn, I want to show you one more song, but I don't know if it'll be good.
If it's Smoke Perp, no.
It's not Smoke Perp.
All right. Is it Little Pump?
No.
All right, good.
It's XXXTentacion.
Yeah, I hate when you say his name. That's why? Not what his name is. His name is Extension.
No.
Yeah.
Everyone always calls him the other name.
Nobody. I've never heard anybody but you say that.
They call him X. That's kind of what they call him.
That's better than what the fuck you said. He just made his name Spanish for some reason.
People call it. That's what he called himself.
That's not what he called it.
All right, what do you think about this song? We have fucking... This is so stupid.
Hit me with it.
All right.
Hit me with it.
All I could only defend this by saying, Amir, this was the era of music. Have you ever heard this
before? What is this menacing ice cream man song?
This was the era, Amir. This was... I said that like you're in my room.
It's not a fucking choice. It's a lifestyle.
Listen to the lyrics, Amir, please.
I'm trying.
The words he has to say are good. We have to keep on going to the hook. Hold up, here it comes. Thoughts, Amir? That was a minute of the song. The rest, the song is 2 minutes and 55 seconds. Yeah. You know what he does for the next 2 minutes?
Sip fucking tea.
Bitch,
I'm
sipping tea in your hood. What the fuck is that? That's all he does.
Oh my God.
It's amazing.
You know who had a better song? The fucking dude who tackled Dave Chappelle?
No.
He was a better SoundCloud rapper. First of all, that wasn't rap.
That was rap.
Like white
he
boy.
Rapped.
That's
he like rapped.
White boy.
No, he rapped.
That's
he
hardcore.
What?
I'll throw it into hardcore.
Oh, it's hardcore, right?
It's hardcore.
Oh, you got that right.
Fuck! I hate
that was good.
That shit sucked.
No, it didn't.
I remember just hating that whole generation of rappers.
That was a great generation
of rappers. It was a shit generation. I'm glad they're all just fucking...
Oh, he's dead.
Just trying to copy Mr. Beast and give away PS5s.
Well, that's what fucking... That's what Lil Pump's doing. Smoke Perp is probably worried about his Audis.
He's fucking... He can't afford the payments anymore.
Probably.
He was like,
no, that was an amazing song.
He's got like 10 more payments and then it's completely paid off, but he doesn't
Pussy
know
Pussy boys talking shit on Twitter. It ain't adding up. One of the coolest fucking lines ever. It's good.
It ain't adding up.
It ain't adding up. And he said it with anger. That's like a good...
No shit. The whole thing was a bunch of angry bullshit.
I don't know if you got the subtlety of that song, Amir.
Oh,
an angry tone.
Fucking angry dude. Yeah, no.
Because when that block and that... Put that shit right in your spleen.
Let's write a letter to, like, this state so that the person who murdered him gets, like, 5 years less.
This is, like, what we sent to the judge?
Yeah.
Like, examples?
It's not that bad. We're not missing out.
Well, I'm going to defend him, his rapping, and say he sucked when he went emo. We needed that. He went to trying to...
I wish Sharp could hear what the fuck you're saying.
No.
He would be very upset with
Sharp
you.
Sharp would not fuck with any of this.
Sharp would not be for any of this.
Hold on. Sharp would fuck with the I don't want friends, I want outies. He would fuck with that.
Yeah, maybe.
He would fuck with that. Maybe that last song, no, but that last song is amazing. That's his best song.
That's his best song?
Yeah.
That's garbage. Sipping
tea in your hood?
That's garbage.
It's evil. It's mean. I just need crime in my songs.
Listen. You and all these fucking colorful fingernail fucks can go eat a wiener.
That's not colorful.
That's colorful.
You know what the...
That's black nail polish. Don't bullshit me, motherfucker.
You want me to tell you what the fucking... You want me to tell you what the video that was? We were listening to the music video. You know what the music video is?
Him with some white boy that's his band?
No, but close.
What?
It's the anime GIF.
Yeah.
It's GIF. Anime GIF of someone with a mag, and they're loading the bullets one by one. Constant repeat. That's all it is.
What are you talking about?
Let me show you.
Is he putting the bullets into the mag?
Yeah.
The way you were doing it, it looked like you were emptying the mag of the bullets.
Look at this.
That's okay, so it's school shooter music.
No!
He is not shooting in the streets. He's definitely He's shooting in the hallways for sure.
Once again, Amir, you're wrong.
Fuck the math teacher. I'm in your hood sipping tea,
bitch. It's not a sit. No, it's clearly a hood song. It's about Twitter. It's about fucking bullying. I don't know. It's 77.
Just like in the way Juice WRLD was emo as fuck.
I didn't like Juice WRLD.
Because he still sees your shadows in my room.
That one sucked.
Can't take
no, I didn't like, that. I didn't like any. No, no, I didn't. I fucking tell. Look, Smoke Perp over Juice WRLD any fucking day.
How about they both die? Only one of them had the balls to do it.
No.
Smoke Perp over there be like, I still have something to live for. No, you don't.
Yeah, he does.
Fucking jump. Or fucking eat the bullet, you bitch. Do it. Do it.
Well, we're ending on a positive note, you guys.
Do it.
Oh, you want to end it?
We got a couple more minutes. What do you want to fucking tell the people? Fucking visit us on Instagram, YouTube. Fucking listen to Radio Valencia. Smoke Perp sucks balls.
I was laughing for like half of that because, like, there, you know, did you see like how the monitor on the guy? He's probably like he was using the computer like remotely.
Yeah.
I keep on thinking, like, what if he's listening? And he's just listening to me talking about Audi for, like, 30 minutes.
30 minutes on how this shit song...
It's great.
It's a horrible song. And then I'm going to rip my fucking stereo out just to make sure you don't play that in my fucking car.
I have a phone, Amir.
I will throw it out
the
window.
We don't live in the year 2002.
I will throw it out the window.
Where people worry about robbing stereos anymore.
Oh, my God.
Isn't it weird how that still kind of exists though with the catalytic? All right, whatever. That's a dumb topic.
You got a fucking entire Kias were being taken, man. What are you talking about?
Kia boys. All right. Yep. We're done.
Have a good one. We love you.
Take it easy. Go fuck yourselves. All right.
On the street. Ham, of course, gave the farmer a wonderful welcome, but probably nothing pleased him more than finding the miller at a loss for a sneer and the blacksmith quite out of countenance. This is not the end of the affair, mark my words, said he, but he could not think of anything worse to say and hung his head gloomily. Farmer Giles with his six men and his dozen likely lads and the dragon and all went on up the hill, and there they stayed quiet for a while. Only the parson was invited to the house. The news soon.
Touch these fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss off.
When are they? deadline's coming at you, and you've got no place to run, 'cause your strategic application isn't close to getting done. Man, you're so far over budget, it's like you're drowning in the sea. To take a golf over, you need to declare an application development emergency. It's